WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to roll back its ruling that prohibits it from deporting a group of people suspected of being undocumented immigrants using the Alien Enemies Act, an 18th century law. Meanwhile, the fight over Kilmar Abrego Garcia continues, the Maryland man deported to a prison in El Salvador against a court order. The Trump administration says he's a member of the MS-13 gang. One reason they cite his tattoos. Border czar Tom Homan says,
you can't ignore a tattoo. That's one more factor that leads you to believe maybe he's a gang member. It's just not based on tattoos. It's based on a lot of other things, but tattoos one of many. But no one's removed just because of a tattoo.
The Trump administration has said he will not return to the U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance met briefly with Pope Francis at the Vatican on Easter Sunday. The Pope did not preside over the Mass, but did deliver a brief Easter greeting. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tribal turnout set new records in our state Supreme Court election. Judith Ruiz Branch has the story.
The Menominee Reservation turnout increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election. Both the Red Cliff and Bad River bands of Lake Superior Chippewa saw turnout jump more than 60%, according to Wisconsin Conservation Voices. The group works with tribal communities through its Wisconsin Native Vote program. Organizer Maria Haskins says listening sessions, roundtables, and regional dinners have been crucial in building relationships and getting people to the polls.
With people seeing their peers being more active in the polls and becoming more informed about a lot of these issues is what is really motivating them to go out and cast their ballot, because I think that people are realizing their vote is their voice.
Haskins says communities shared concerns at these events about issues like the opioid epidemic, which is severely affecting tribal communities, while drawing the connections of voting to their goal of tribal sovereignty. The Menominee community has seen some of the most dramatic jumps in voter turnout. In 2023, community voting increased by 75% and has seen a 220% increase since 2019. Haskins says she believes the influx reflects the increased tribes are also seeing in representation, with more Native Americans running for office.
Our people deserve to have a voice in what is happening, and we deserve to have the ability to be involved.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Playoffs. The Bucks essentially blown out by the Pacers in Indy. Game 1, the final 117-98. The Pacers were up by 24 points in the fourth quarter. After the game, Doc Rivers did not mince his words.
I thought our offense was awful. I thought our offense contributed as much to our defense as anything. We just didn't play the way we've played during this stretch offensively. And I thought we had a lot of missed shots, which allowed them to have a lot of breakouts. We had our mistakes defensively, too. They were shooting 60%.
Game 2 is Tuesday night. Baseball. Brewers losing to the A's 3-1. Despite the loss, manager Pat Murphy asked if he thought right-hand pitcher Chad Patrick is gaining confidence as a starter.
I would think so. That's a good, really good lineup, and he pitched really, really well. He pitched out of a jam. Yeah, I thought he was spot on tonight. He pitched well enough to win.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On our Easter Sunday, look for some showers in the afternoon with highs reaching the upper 50s. Gusty east winds will develop. For tonight, rain, even some thunderstorms around, and some of that rain will be locally heavy. Breezy as lows drop to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 43.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
For mouth-watering meals and appetizing ingredients, our low prices add up to big savings. Plus, over $600 in digital coupons each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. At Pick and Save, you always get big flavors and big savings. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save even more on your favorites. Simply mix and match 5 or more participating items and get them for just 99 cents each during our 99 cent sale. Going on now.
The music of the stars on the air till high noon. On the Civic Media Radio Network, good morning, happy Easter. Lou Regani with it. Enjoy the holiday together in the world of music. Andy Williams next.
Buonasera, welcome to Rome, the Eternal City. Eternal optimist thought it would be a wonderful idea to come here to Rome and bring a message of peace during this Easter holiday and to absorb some of the wonders of this remarkable city. So I contacted a few young friends of mine, and soon we were on our way to Italy with our valigia all packed. And before I had a chance to say andiamo, we were here.
Once again, we have gathered up the gang for a cultural expedition. My friends and I took to the sky, flight from home, all the way to Rome, harboring a secret hope that we might meet the Pope. We arrived in old St. Peter, and we're really in fine condition. The skies are fair, spring is in the air. My book said, good times are ahead. And we're gonna do our best to be the perfect guest.
Okay, kids, come on. Pat, Danny. Everybody.
7 hills and 1 million thrills, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Ancient ruins and modern doings, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Final buildings dating back 2,000 years or more. Catacombs and domes and fountains. Stately homes and lush green mountains. Cobblestone streets.
Ice cream treats
and every kind of store you could ask for. Cars that race and a pizza place that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Fine red vino and cappuccino, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Colosseums and forums by the score and cats.
Dozens of cats, that's Rome.
The city, one is struck with a sense of wonder. All the famous landmarks we go over, around and under. The Spanish Steps and aqueducts and statues line the route.
That's why all the pigeons come here.
Cute, my friend, real cute. Traffic signs and majestic pines, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Choirs singing and church bells ringing, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
The Pantheon,
where everyone goes.
The Appian Way,
that everyone knows.
St. Peter's Square,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The Sistine Chapel,
that's Rome.
The Vatican,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The River Tiber,
that's Rome.
The Knights of Rome,
the lights of Rome.
The sounds, the smells,
the sights of Rome.
The welcome mats are out in Rome, at all the habitats in Rome.
And don't forget the taps in Rome.
Vice President's visit to the Vatican was very emotional for him. On Good Friday, he participated with his family in one of the key celebrations. He could be seen in one of the main seats. That same day, he left this message on social media. I am grateful every day for this work, but especially today, when my official obligations brought me to Rome on Good Friday. He had met with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The following day, he met with the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Parolin. The Vatican stated in a subsequent statement that they discussed the tense situation marked by wars, humanitarian crises, and specifically, migrants and refugees. The meeting was more than cordial. The Vice President of the United States led his family to the room where the meeting with the Vatican's deputy took place. The entire taken to the chapel to admire in the Vatican museums.
Come tutto belle faste già sotto celle di Roma. Down each avenue, via street or strada. Him disappearing on an evening in Rome. Do they take him for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm, a girl I wish I knew. On an evening in Rome, though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy. The beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I'm only one and one is much too few. On an evening in Rome, don't know what country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you? On an evening in Rome,
brille strette, strette come butto belle faste già. Sotto cielo di Roma, don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma, cielo di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
Here's Sergio Franchi on the Ed Sullivan Show. Music of the Stars. This is music from King of Kings. Now, I thought that when I saw the marquee that they're rerunning that 1960 version, which was quite good with Jeffrey Hunter. Jeffrey from Milwaukee, you know. But instead it's a brand new one, an animated version. So let's see what we can find on that. And Jeffrey Hunter, quite a guy. I've got a little bit of a story on Jeffrey, and I thought I'd play a bit of it. His real name is Henry McKimmons. The Hunter part and the Jeffries part of the Hollywood makeover. Many thought he was too young to play the lead role. ¶¶ first wife was Barbara Rush. But his role in King of Kings was the definitive one for Geoffrey Hunter. Music by Miklos Raja.
He can turn the tides and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Say, him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive.
Frankie Lane from Chicago. Frankie Lovecchio, Gold Record.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
Music from the Tabernacle Choir. This is King of Kings. The Music of the Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. Miklos Raja wrote this.
Paul Harvey's Easter sermon is never the best that you hear on Easter. It's always the shortest. And it starts with a story about a Boston preacher named S.D. Gordon. Dr. Gordon placed a beat-up, bent, rusted old birdcage beside his pulpit and told the story about that birdcage. He said an unkempt, unwashed little lad about age 10 was coming up the alley swinging this old caved-in birdcage with several tiny birds shivering on the floor of it. The compassionate Dr. Gordon asked where did the boy get the birds. The lad said he had trapped them. What was he going to do with them? The preacher asked. The boy said, I'm going to play with them, have fun with them. The preacher said, sooner or later, lad, you're going to get tired of that. And then what are you going to do with them? And the lad said, well, I have some cats at home. They like birds. I'll feed them to my cats. Dr. Gordon said, son, how much do you want for the birds? The boy, surprised, hesitated. And then he said, mister, you don't want to buy these birds. They're just plain old field birds. They can't even sing, and they're ugly. Just tell me, the preacher said. The gentleman thought about it and stuck one eye and calculated and hesitated. And he, $2? To his surprise, Dr. Gordon reached into his pocket and handed the lad $2 bills, and the preacher took the cage, and the boy and the lad disappeared down the alley. In a sheltered crevice between buildings, Dr. Gordon opened the door of the cage, and tapping on the rusty exterior, he encouraged the little birds one at a time to find their way out through the narrow door and fly away. Thus, having accounted for the empty cage beside his pulpit, the preacher went on to tell what seemed at first like a separate story. about how once upon a time Jesus and the devil had engaged in a negotiation. Satan had boasted how he had baited a trap. In Eden's garden, he had baited a trap, and he'd caught himself a world full of people. What are you going to do with all those people in your cage? Jesus wanted to know. The devil said, I'm going to play with them, tease them, make them marry and divorce and fight and kill one another. I'm going to teach them to throw bombs at each other. I'm going to have fun with them. And Jesus had said, you can't have fun with them forever. When you get tired of playing, then what are you going to do with them? And Satan had said, damn, no good anyway, damn them, kill them. Jesus said, how much do you want for them? Satan, be serious. If I sell them to you, they'll just spit on you. They'll hate you. They'll hit you and hammer nails into you. They're no good. Jesus said, how much? Satan said, all of your tears and all of your blood. That is the price. And Jesus took the cage and paid the price and opened the door. Now our purpose of Easter in a dozen words. Jesus lived a good life in a wicked world to show us that it could be done. He died. And he rose again to show us that we could do that too. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Thank you. Elvis's Life from MGM in 1961, King of Kings. Pulled straight from the pages of the New Testament, King of Kings begins with Jesus' birth in a Bethlehem manger, then follows him through the most significant turning points of his biblical life. King of Kings was produced during the golden era of biblical big-budget Hollywood epics during the 1950s and the first part of the 1960s. For King of Kings, production crews constructed nearly 400 sets, hired thousands of extras. 2 years earlier, MGM was basking in critical and box office success with director William Wyler's Ben-Hur, so MGM execs were enthusiastic when producer Sam Bronston pitched the idea of putting Jesus' life on the big screen. Technically, King of Kings is a remake of a 1927 silent film directed by Cecil B. DeMille called The King of Kings. The. This ambitious 1961 version was directed by Nicholas Ray, a surprising choice to direct such a massive production. Ray was known and celebrated for directing more intimate, modestly budgeted pictures with far characters. They live by night in a lonely without a cause. Ray operating out of his comfort zone, but he embraced the challenge. Unlike its big parts, King of Kings is not famous faces, although there are some recognizable stars, including Rip Torn and Robert Ryan as John the Baptist. The role of Jesus is played by Jeffrey Hunter, best known at the time for a supporting performance in John Ford's Western, The Searchers. This is a slightly different role. From 1961, with narration written by Ray Bradbury and performed by Orson Welles, both uncredited, this is King of Kings. Biblical epics were big business in Hollywood during the 1950s and into the 60s, yet big screen adaptations of Jesus' life struggled to find consistent movie audiences. Just a theory, but non-believers might not have been interested in the stories, and some devout believers might have considered it sacrilegious to portray Jesus on screen and then profit off his name. Again, just a thought. Today, King of Kings is generally regarded as an ambitious production and a pioneering film, partly because it was one of the first major Hollywood productions of the sound era to show the face of Christ. But when released in 1961, King of Kings was only modestly successful at the box office, was completely skewered by critics. 4 years later, in 1965, The Greatest Story Ever Told, which featured an all-star cast directed by George Stevens, also flopped. Modern big-screen movies about Jesus have achieved more commercial success than those earlier epics, but they also stirred more controversy, including Martin Scorsese's The Last Temptation of Christ from 1988 and Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ from 2004. Up next, one of the earliest adaptations of Jesus' life story. We go back 34 years to the 1927 Cecil B. DeMille silent version of King of Kings.
It's the great era of Hollywood soundtracks. Alfred Newman wrote this for The Greatest Story Ever Told, 1965. Not a financial success for the studios. Alfred Newman came out of retirement to do this score. His last picture before that was The Best of Everything. music of the stars. Happy Easter, everybody. We'll be back after news on most of these civic media stations. Those who do not carry the next hour, you can hear us on civicmedia.us. And back again next Sunday, 7 o'clock Central, all the way to high noon. Back after news on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Easter Sunday in Istanbul for Orthodox Easter celebrations. This year, a rare occurrence when Christian Easter and Orthodox Easter fall on the same day. Pope Francis delivered a brief Easter greeting to thousands in St. Peter's Square as he continues to recover from double pneumonia. He did meet briefly with Vice President J.D. Vance. The Trump administration's asking the Supreme Court to roll back its ruling that blocked deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. Meanwhile, Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland told ABC's This Week his trip to El Salvador was not about supporting the Maryland man deported there, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, but about the rule of law.
My mission and my purpose is to make sure that we uphold the rule of law, because if we take it away from him, we do jeopardize it for everybody else.
More than 30 million people are on alert for severe weather, especially in the central part of the country. This is ABC News.